Who's your plug for all the tea? You know, the Medici, the chismoso, the chismosa, you know what I'm saying? If you're among the Latinos, the chisme is like the gossip. Who always know everything? Oh, I heard. Oh, did you hear? Did you telling this? Let me ask you something. Are you telling that person any secrets? Are you telling that person your business? How the hell are you surprised if your business in the streets? You think this person treats you different? If you talking to a chismoso and they telling you somebody else's business, how the hell are you surprised that they telling your business to somebody else? You should have known who you was dealing with. And it's not so much that you got to hate this person. It's just, you should just know what you get from this person. And if you find out that some of the stuff they telling you ain't exactly what's going on, don't you think that they telling your business wrong to somebody else? So what do? Do you avoid that person? Yeah, maybe. Or just know what you're dealing with and act accordingly. I'm going to talk about media literacy today, y'all. Hood politics.
Hey, it's so hood right now. Hood politics, y'all. So hood.
Listen, it ain't hard. Players play. You know this nigga always got like 4-5. He pull up with a new one on his arm every time you start dating this fool. I don't understand. Was you gonna change him? Like, what the hell is you surprised about? That's what he is. This man done told you what he is. He done told you what it is. Oh, no. Babe, you're my only. Nigga, what? You surprised? Don't be surprised. Just play the game. So this episode is free game, okay? This is, I'm letting y'all in as to how I process a lot of the information I get. And this is one of those, you know, talking from the hood versus talking to the hood. Now, I'm talking to the hood, but I think everybody else is welcome to listen in. You know what I'm saying? This is a principle that I it's so necessary if our democracy is going to survive. Y'all got to know how to process the information you're getting. You ever seen somebody walk into McDonald's and complain about the food? And don't you think to yourself, nigga, you at McDonald's. I don't know what the hell you expected. You go to McDonald's for McDonald's. Like, I go there. If you go in there, if you go into Denny's, if you go in a Waffle House, you only there because it's open after the club. What you order in the lobster roll? Ain't got no lobster here. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, this chicken sucks. Nigga, it's a dollar. The chicken sandwich is a dollar. The nugs are 99 cents. What did you, you ain't know when you walked in. You go there for what you know they offer. Fools is mad about action movies not having depth. Nigga, it's an action movie. You appreciate the movie for what it is. You know why I watched Godzilla versus King Kong? Because I just wanted to see two big old things crush buildings. I mean, this ain't 12 Years a Slave, my nigga. Like, I'm not finna get no amazing commentary from this. No, I'ma see a lizard fight a gorilla that's the size of buildings. That's all I'm here for. And I'ma appreciate it for what it is. The dialogue gonna be terrible. I know. I mean, I don't understand why you walked in here and thought it was gonna be something else. Appreciate it for what it is. Get what you know it's offering. You know, fool, you be tight. Look, man, I be trying to take little homies out the city, out the hood, man, and bring them with me on the road. You know, we out in Hawaii. They like, yo, let me get a slice of pizza. I be like, what? We at this bomb fish spot. I'm trying to show them like poke and, you know what I'm saying? Like taco, you know, taco from Hawaii. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to show them, like, let's get some musubi. You feel me? Nigga asking for chicken strips. I be like, fam. Everywhere you go, don't suck because it's not just like where you left. Come on, fam. I'm going to tell on my homeboy Lecrae here. Once upon a time, Lecrae had the most 12-year-old taste buds I had ever seen in my life. Now, if y'all don't know Lecrae, one of my closest friends, so I could drag him real quick. Send this to him because he'll remember this story. So he was out here. This was like early in our friendship, early in his career, back when he still wore the tall tees, you know, this is like 17 tattoos ago, right? We was downtown in like Little Tokyo out here in LA, and I was trying to take him to like one of my favorite like ramen spots. I mean, he loves ramen now. Okay, this is my man been on a journey. He loves ramen now. But back then, we was waiting in line. I was like, yo, the ramen's bomb. Get you a bento box. I mean, it's dope. So we out here chopping. The wait's pretty long, but we out there chopping. There's a bunch of us. And then I look up and I can't find. I was like, where did Lecrae go? This nigga came back with a personal pizza. Them little tiny little pizzas. This nigga walked somewhere down and got a Sbarro pizza. I'm like, we in Little Tokyo. I'm about to show you some of the bombest food. This nigga went and got it. He was like, look, man, I like what I like. I just wanted some carbs. I was like, Nick, first of all, I'm impressed that you was able to find pizza over here. But secondly, I was so furious. Bruh. He's like, I like what I like. It's not, listen, man, like you somewhere else. You go and you appreciate where you are. You get what you get from that place because that's what they have to offer. I'm not going to try to force an area to be something it's not. I'm not going to try to make a movie to be McDonald's is McDonald's. I know what I'm getting from that. A gossip's a gossip. A Medice is a Medice. You feel me? A hustler is a hustler. Fool over here talking about he jugging on a lick. Don't get that nigga. Nigga say, I just need five bills from you. Don't get that nigga your money. What's wrong with you? If you talking to a gangster, nigga, you know he's a gangster. I know what I'm getting from you. It's not, I love you, but I know what it is. I got a few actual relatives that I know when they tell a story, they gonna be the victim in the story. I'm like, I know what I'm getting from you, but I know if I need a particular lens told, I'm gonna ask you. I need another particular lens told, I'm gonna ask somebody else. As my family, I know what I'm getting from you. I don't complain about you being something you're not. I'm not gonna try to make you something. I'm not gonna expect, like my homeboy Dak says, I'm not gonna try to squeeze water out of a turnip. Like, I ain't never heard that phrase except for him. I don't exactly know. I guess there's no waters in turnips. I thought they were vegetables. I thought they had water in them. Anyway, it's like it is what it is. DMX said it, you know, in one of his last interviews. You know, I if I'm talking to a thief, I expect a thief to be a thief. I trust you. I trust you to be what you are. I trust the gangster to be a gangster. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not gonna be upset or surprised when you're something that you've already told me you are. But I understand when it gets frustrated when a person tries to present themselves as something that you and I know they not. And I think as we turn the page here, this is where y'all get frustrated with your news. It's when somebody presents themselves as something that we know they not. People say this is raw facts without no spin zone. Fool, of course there's spin. What is you talking about? Our job in media literacy is to know what we looking at and to get what we need from what we looking at. And I know I am saying this as participating in media. I take this stuff very serious. I make sure that like I at least know what I'm talking about. And it makes me nervous to think that maybe sometimes I'm misunderstood, misconstrued, or people miss the point, or I miss a fact and say something wrong. Like, I mean, that stuff scares me. You know what I'm saying? So apply what I'm about to teach you even to me. All right? Now, y'all ready? Let's get into it. So our sort of informational and political landscape has a lot of ways has been flattened in that we think that all leftists are just leftists and all right wing are just right wing. And we apply these lenses that we got here in America to the rest of the world. And leftists in other parts of the country or other parts of the world are not at all like the leftists here. Matter of fact, leftists in our political landscape are pretty centrist. They're pretty center. We like Bernie ain't that socialist. You just got to know a little bit more in the world. Bernie got views Canada got. Like that's you is Canada this was is it Cuba, nigga? Like is it Chairman Mao, you feel me? Like nah, it's like there's a scale here, but we have a way of like flattening these things to say that there's these two motifs, these right wings and these left wings. And that's just not the case. But that's how our information comes to us. So again, just where we are, let's just understand what it is. Secondly, I think it's important to understand that center is not neutral. A lot of times if we say you got left wing and right wing, we say center is in the middle. It's not. Center is a position. You understand that? It is its own position. I think it's a cupcake position, but it's a position nonetheless. There's parts of our country that may lean right or lean left, but really they just trying to go back to brunch. They just rather just not think about any of this stuff. I wish everybody was just fine. We could just, that's a position. It's not the, oh, I don't get into politics. No, that is your politic. I don't like discussing, you know, political things. I don't get political. That is a position. Your position is I don't want to talk about it, which by default either leaves the extremes to make all the choices for you and you just cool with them, or you just good with how things are. It's a position, so it's not neutral. And then thirdly, all information has a bias, all of it. You heard me, all information has a bias. Why? Because it comes out of a human mouth. We all have lenses. Now, is that a bias you agree with? Is that a fair bias? I don't know, it's a position. I can't help but see the world from my own eyes. And I'm bringing my full self to whatever I'm saying. What are you talking about? Like, okay, well, 2 + 2 = 4. Well, that doesn't have a position. Of course it does. No, that's just what it is. Okay, sure, still has a position. The position is, I believe in an ordered universe. I'm stating an absolute. I believe in absolutes. I'm stating that in every situation and in every time, this is just what it is because the universe is ordered that way. I know that seems like a reach, but I'm trying to get you to a point here. We all got a lens, and so does your news. Well, just report the facts. Facts according to who? If I were to tell you the story like, yo, I was at this party and this fool walked in and slapped the shit out of this other guy. That's the facts from where I was sitting, right? It's earnest and honest. It's what you saw. Or is it somebody else said, yo, I was at this funeral, this repast, which may have been festive, but it was a repast. Okay. And then a brother walked in and then tried to swat a mosquito off of his brother's cheek. Is that what happened? Which one was it? Who's right? Did he remove it aggressively? Well, has a lens. It's perspective. And what we got to do is take the perspective for what it is. Maybe the guy that said, yo, that fool went in there, slapped the shit out of that guy. Maybe he ain't even like that dude. So maybe that's what's going on. And it's fine. That's what it looked like. The other one says, well, no, it looked like he was pulling. Who's right? Yes. The answer is yes. Yo, when I started hood politics, I told you, I was very clear on my perspective and my lens and who I was talking to and what I was doing this for. And I told you, listen, don't let me be your breaking news. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm just not hiding my perspective. Like, I'm telling you, this is a take on what we see in here. This is just to help understand. But just know what you're getting from me. You feel me? That's all I'm trying to say. How do you exist in a world where information is thrown at us all the time? It's just on you to know what you're getting from it. So everybody got a lens. We all got a perspective. It is what it is because we're humans. The next question is, how is a person processing and trafficking this information? Because information in a lot of ways is power. Like, I don't know how else to lay it out. Maybe we'll do a whole other episode on what I mean by that. But information is power. But I think it's important to make a distinction here in this next part of this free game is knowing the difference between misinformation and disinformation. Information, misinformation, disinformation. Misinformation is just that. You're just misinformed. Maybe you just got some of the facts mixed up. Oftentimes, those are just happens when the news is breaking and more information is coming in and you just kind of got the story wrong. Or maybe your source, maybe you misquoted your source. There's a lot of times misinformation happens to be you're just wrong. You're misinformed. There's bits of the stories. Maybe you just don't have the full perspective. It is what it is. Like it can be weaponized, but for our discussion, misinformation just means just that, you're misinformed. Disinformation is purposeful misinformation. Disinformation is I'm actually consciously telling you something that's wrong. Now, the listener is now misinformed, but they're misinformed by disinformation. Are you following me? Disinformation is usually trafficked by those trying to sell you something or trying to take down somebody bigger. Here you go. Like, ooh, Jeremy said he wanted to see you today. Information. Misinformation would be, ooh, Jeremy looking for you, homie. You misinformed because you don't know if Jeremy looking for him. He just said he wanted to see you. That don't mean he's actively looking. Disinformation. Ooh, this nigga Jeremy said when he see you, it's on site. He trying to beat your ass, nigga. What you gonna do? Sound like you instigating, fam. Trying to weaponize the listener against their common op. You follow me? Another way to look at misinformation, it's sort of sifted too much through your own lens, too much through your political bias, to the point to where now this information is being sort of manipulated, if you will, to fit a particular narrative. And that's really where most of our mainstream media is. It's not so much disinformation as it is information sifted so much through a bias or a lens that it becomes deceiving. It becomes partial truths. And that's what I think people get so frustrated about. But again, you went to McDonald's. What the hell are you mad at these GMOs for? Next in this free game is to remember, as always, keep your head on your shoulders and know that these are for-profit entities. They're making money. It's also important to remember, just like any social platform, if the product is free, then you're the product. You following me? I'm saying they're selling you, your information, your data, if it's free. So just always remember that. Like, Twitter's not free. It's they're selling you. Facebook ain't free. It's they're selling you. Remember that when you're looking at news sources, they selling ads. You know what I'm saying? They selling, especially like cable news or television news. Like you're selling ad spaces. I mean, you're in the ocean, might as well swim. I don't blame them for doing that. Somebody got to pay for them cameras. I mean, unless you just down with public radio and you just down to hear the listener drive every 5 minutes. Hey, for $100 donation, we'll send you a free DVD of Vincent Van Gogh's toenail paintings. I don't know. Just, I mean, you either see that or you watch commercials. Everybody got stakeholders, constituents, and a fan base, and you got to serve them. There was a moment when CNN, and I'm going to get into this more specifics on a lot of other places a little later. There's a moment when CNN picked up somebody from ESPN, picked up one of the program directors from ESPN, and kind of took the sports analysis sort of lane with the split screen arguing and brought that into politics. I mean, don't it kind of seem like it? Like, when you got the people around the table discussing, don't it kind of seem like you're arguing over sports? Don't it kind of seem like sometimes we talk about our politicians like they athletes? Yeah, I know, because it's entertaining. It's either that or watch C-SPAN, which is just turn the camera on and watch politics happen. That's not entertaining. I know, I'm guilty. Watching C-SPAN is hard. I don't know if you've ever read a bill. I mean, it's they not fun. You got to make the stuff entertaining. I need you to stay on the station. It's for profit. I need views. And you dealing with a constituent of people that, you know, you don't know what a filibuster is. That's why I did the show. So this part of why I do the show is because it's like I'm trying to fill those gaps. You know what I mean? That like, how can you talk about infrastructure deals? You don't know what infrastructure is. So that means that, like, I'm not saying they dumbing it down, but I am saying they dumbing it down, you know? And sometimes you can dumb something down so much to where it become misinformed. They making money. Now, lastly, before we get into specifics, it's important to understand the difference between a news show and an opinion show, okay? What is, like, interested in actually presenting facts? Usually those shows, if we're talking about cable news or 24-hour news cycle, those are usually during the day. And then the evening, like after work shows, those ones are actually opinion shows. They are entertainment. Tucker Carlson is entertainment. He even, like, in a defense for himself in a criminal trial was like, the listeners know I'm like, this is commentary. It's entertainment. Like, it's not real news. That was this nigga's defense when he was being sued for false information. He was like, well, it's not information. Our boy Don Lemon, like, in shows like around that time, like, I mean, it's their opinion shows. Maybe when he's giving his opinion on the news that happened, he's giving his take on it. I'm not saying they're one and the same or equal opposites. I'm just saying that's the type of show, right? I think in some ways, Rachel Maddow, like, I rock with her a lot. But that's an opinion show. You know what I'm saying? Like, she be doing her homework, but it's an opinion. So understand the difference between an opinion show and a news information show. Got it? Now let's get to it. So my game to you is this, is first of all, be willing to eat from a lot of tables. I think it's very dangerous to have one source. I think it's important to have somebody you trust, you know, to have a main, like, entry point. You know, Black News Channel is something that's just now popped up, which is, like, pretty dope. You know what I'm saying? Like, I enjoy it, you know, because it, but again, that's because I'm Black. You know what I'm saying? They're giving news from a specifically a Black lens, which is, I mean, that's what hood politics is, you know what I mean? But that said, these stories, you could go look at other places, you know, and kind of get other perspectives for. That's media literacy. It's taking these stories, accepting the source for what it is, and not being mad for what it's not. Like, this is what they are. Like, I'm telling you, this is what we are. This is the way we're telling this story. It is incumbent on you as the listener to go, okay, I appreciate that for what it is. When my daughter walks in here and tells me her sister did this, I'm taking that for what it is. That's a sibling telling on another sibling. It might be something like that. It might be something else. It's probably somewhere in between. I don't know. The point is, this is the way they perceived it, and I'm going to take that information for what it is. I personally, I listen to a lot of Al Jazeera. I listen to a lot of AP News. And then I listen to a lot of CNN and Fox, mainly for the purpose of understanding where the listener is getting their information from. Like, what is your main source? So that I can understand, listen, so that I can understand how you're understanding the news. You follow me? I'm appreciating CNN for what it is. It's just the biggest. I appreciate Fox for what it is. It's just the biggest. It's the main entry point, but that don't mean it's the best. I know what they are. And it helps me see how the world is seeing, the world is in America, how the world is seeing particular topics. And then I do my homework to try to understand. It seems charged to be like what really happened, but that's not what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is to get a better scope and perspective of what's going on and then formulate my opinion knowing full well that it is an opinion. It's just, it is what it is. And then reading primary sources because I'm that much of a nerd. Now, check this out. So Adfontes Media, Adfontes, put together this chart. And the chart's got some issues. Don't get me wrong. But it's the most famous one, and it's the great sort of start, right? It's a great start, an entry point, to just kind of get a grip on what we doing here, okay? Now, y'all know how to read a graph. I know this is an audio media. Do you know how to read a graph? I'm going to take y'all back to seventh grade. Your x-axis and your y-axis, you know, up and down, left and right. B-A-B-A is select start. Anyway, that's a deep cut. How to read your graph. Okay, if we're going to start at zero, okay, follow me. I'm going to be a math teacher with y'all. At zero, zero, right? That's my plot point in the bottom left, the x-y intercept. And as I go up on the graph, it becomes more fact-finding, like driven by facts. So if you're closer to the bottom, you like, yo, this is misleading or downright wrong, like fabricated disinformation. All the way going north, going to the top of like, nah, we did our homework. This is fact-finding. Now, if I'm going left to right, the closer I am to zero, we're going to say is left-wing. And then the further I go right, so away from zero, is right-wing. In other words, hopefully this helps. Say it like this. Bottom far right, nigga, that's InfoWars. That's some Alex Jones, some OAN TV, you know, worldtruth.tv, natural news. What the hell is you talking about? Nigga, you made this shit up. You know what I'm saying? Y'all sound, this, what is wrong with you? Like, I don't, what the hell? Like, them shows over there, that's a very particular lick they hitting because they know for a fact what they saying is not true. It's what is being spun in a particular way as to incite a certain type of listener. You know, when you think about like the January 6th insurrection, you got the like Proud Boys, Oath Keepers out there who's out there to do some shit, to break some windows and to cut some necks. And then you got your boomers, your granddad and them, your grandmama and them, well, not my grandmama and them, but y'all's grandmama, and by y'all, I mean white people, y'all's grandma and them, who just got caught up into the Facebook thing, and you actually think, you feel me, like that you doing, that this is 1776 and you actually doing your civic duty by doing this, like that's a different person. So these shows are preying on that particular person. You feel me? That's on like the far, 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 far right. So that's the bottom right of this graph. Now the bottom left of this graph is like the Jimmy Dore show, which I know is a deep cut for most of my listeners. Most of y'all don't be going this far down the rabbit hole, you know what I'm saying? But Jimmy Dore, that's like, he not as far as like the oaf, like InfoWars, but very selective in his persuasion and like which stories he chooses to cover. So he used to be part of like the Young Turks Network, which again, probably for my listeners is like, what the hell are you talking about? But the point I'm trying to make is in that particular, it's not so far as like the what the hell, but it's just as extreme left as InfoWars is extreme right. Now, it don't traffic in straight up what the fuck are you talking about, but it traffics more into like, oh, it's pretty convenient to really just pick up this story. You follow me? So those are our extremes. Now, if we gonna go fact finding, so this is the furthest to the top, right? Not right as in top right, but as in correct, is okay, somewhat middle, really close to the middle, super fact finding, like we really about what we trying to do. That's where you get people like the Associated Press, you know, maybe not dead center. They might skew a little to the left sometimes, skew a little to the right sometimes. Wall Street Journal, that skews a little to the right sometimes. But for the most part, people like Associated Press, Reuters, PBS, ProPublica, they doing their best to be fact finders. Now, like I said before, everybody got a bias. It's coming out of a human lens. But for the most part, this is a good place to think as far as like, okay, what's happening here? Just give me what happened. Now, what this is not a tape recorder saying only listen to them. Because again, like I said before, you have to have media literacy. And that doesn't necessarily explain how the rest of the world, because when's the last time you tuned into Associated Press? You ain't ever tuned into that. Do y'all got the Al Jazeera network on your, nah, you ain't watching those things. Right. So now let me walk y'all through this. So if we're going to start roughly on the bottom left and then try to move to the right, it's important to understand who these people are and what they trying to do. So the Jimmy Dore show, far left on the bottom. Listen, he was used to be a comedian and then he became a pundit. So take that for what it is. Right. it helps you understand way people that think like this, this is how they see in the same topic we all looking at. I'm not going to go through everybody, but I'm going to name a few of them that I kind of go to. The Young Turks Network. These were some journalists. They came around. They started a radio show in 2002. And they, like I said, they skew pretty left. It's highly opinionated. They're pretty selective in what they choose to cover. I think that sometimes kind of leans towards their bias, but it's all good. Know what you're getting. Know what you're getting from it. You know what I'm saying? You got the Palmer Report with like Bill Palmer. This is from like 2016. That's where it started again. Leans pretty left, but it's good to know what you're looking at, right? Now let's get into something that's like a little more familiar, like Pod Save America, The Daily Kos, Jezebel, The New Republic, The Root. These are pretty partisan. They're pretty left. They're highly opinionated, but they're giving things that are analysis. Do you understand? They're interested in analyzing. So you come to them to understand an analysis of something based on the lens you know they're getting from them. So I'm not mad at you for what you are. That's what you are. You helping me understand what it is. Now, I'm saying left and right as if I'm accepting that the definitions of left and right are the ones that we somewhat agree to in America. And a lot of these places may not self-identify by these terms. You know, I'm just using this as a way for us to enter the conversation. But yeah, the Root may not necessarily identify itself as left-leaning. They like, we black. You feel me? But it's more the point of helping us understand this conversation. So like, don't sue me. The Daily Beast, that's from 2008. I like the Daily Beast. You know, we're getting more into sort of understanding a little more, like more fact-based, you know what I'm saying? Let's see. The Intercept, MSNBC. Of course, these are leaning left, but they're much more left center. You feel me? Rachel Maddow and them, right? Vice Media, like they're skewing left. You know what I'm saying? Now this, Politico. We'll move into like CNN, the New York Times. Like they're left, but they're center left. They only skew left. You feel me? They're going to be, again, selective on the stories that they cover, and they going to give you the information from their lens. Now, I know this is where we're getting into the frustrating space. Cuomo, the Cuomo report is because, again, they got constituents. They feeding their constituents, and they going to give you probably the same story, but with a totally different headline. A lot of times now we get into the area, these people try to present themselves as if they're the most responsible, they're the most accurate, and they're the most non-biased. But I think that's when it gets frustrating. Cause like, I mean, I got a lot of like, these are the places that I have a lot of critiques over as far as like, you're not being who you say you are, in my opinion. And notice I haven't mentioned like Daily Show, Stephen Colbert, Bill Maher, because listen, those are entertainment. They're covering the news, but it's entertainment. Like, and you're supposed to see them shows as that. Having said that, I'm not saying dismiss them. I'm saying understand them. It's also very important to understand their position because it helps you know how to get a grasp on what your position is. I don't yell at them for what they are. I just know what they are. Now, again, we're moving more to the middle, you know, which is not necessarily centrist. It's middle in the sense of like fact finding and whether we skew left or skew right. It's still a position. Like I said, BBC, PBS, ProPublica, NPR is like, I know a lot of things. They're such leftists. Nah, they're pretty. They skew left, of course, but it's fam. They definitely don't skew right. You right. But it ain't, listen, dog, you ain't no Jimmy Dore out this mug. You feel me? Now, things that's starting to skew right and still more into like analysis or mix of like fact and analysis is things like the Hill. Stuff You Should Know podcast, Fox Business, Wall Street Journal, right? The Ramison Report. Those are like things that are moving more towards the center right. Now into more like this is some commentary and you getting really dangerous space into your analysis becoming what the hell is you talking about, right? You got people like, you know, the Fox News website, The Blaze, Fox and Friends, New York Post, which I don't know why anybody would trust anything out the New York Post, right? The Federalist, Newsmax. Like, all right, now I kind of, I don't know, homie. I don't know what the fuck you talking about. We getting there, but it's important to know there are millions of people that are getting their news this way, and this is how they're seeing the world. So appreciate it for what it is. Then you getting into like super selective, way far right. That's like the Sean Hannity show. Hannity, listen, that's not news. That's analysis. And it's super unfair. It's like you picking stuff. And then all the way to the far, far right, the what the fuck you talking about, Dems, the American Spectator, Mike Adams, who's like just a straight anti-vax propagandist. Nigga, what the hell are you talking about? Okay. Now these extremes, I highly suggest that you keep a very small, light diet of those shows. Because if you know anybody that's like a conspiracy theorist dude, the dude that's like the government lied about 9/11, it was an inside job. Like, them niggas can get you riled up. You know, you only listen so much to that gossip, to that hood gossiper. You know what I'm saying? Like, because that nigga get you caught up. You start really thinking that the sun finna fall out the sky because she's so worked up into the shit. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you can only take so much time with that person. The niggas looking at Jay-Z videos talking about the Illuminati. And your AP news, I understand the middle ones, they kind of boring because they too, there's not much, ain't much juice to it, right? And maybe you don't know what to think about the information you're seeing. I don't see no problem with that. So what I'm suggesting is eat from a lot of tables. I eat from, me personally, like I said, Al Jazeera, NPR, AP News, CNN, I eat from Fox, I eat from Wall Street Journal, I eat from Cuomo, I eat from NPR, but I also eat from, I'll nibble on some like Tucker Carlson, I'll nibble on some Hannity, I'll nibble on some of them shows, I'll nibble on some Fox News, because I need to understand the whole scope of the map. And I'll put a lot of this information into our show notes just because I want to make sure that y'all have this. But the free game is this. Use your antennas. You feel me? Y'all keep y'all head. Don't expect McDonald's to not be McDonald's. If you go into McDonald's, know what you're getting from them. Okay? Nigga, if you go into Red Lobster, which was like, you know, you from the hood, that was like, nigga, you made it. That's somebody's graduation. You know, get them buttered. You know what I'm saying? Get them cheddar biscuits. But know what they are. They cheddar biscuits. That's it. And remember, this is still just a chain restaurant, nigga. It's not your steps. You may think you made it, nigga. You just, no. Okay, it's still a chain. It's still just a chain restaurant. Applebee's, nigga, it's a chain. You know, I ain't gonna get into the Five Guys In-N-Out Whataburger argument because, y'all, they just burgers. I'm not, okay, I know what I'm getting from here. In-N-Out on mine, West. The point is, here's the game. Whatever news source you eating from, just read the ingredients. You feel me? And use that for your advantage. You ain't got to trust them, but you trust them to be what they are. I trust a hustler to be a hustler. I trust a gangster to be a gangster. I trust a gossip to be a gossip. Players play. I know what I'm getting from y'all, and I'm going to use it to formulate my game. Hood Politics. Y'all, this mug was recorded and edited by me, Propaganda, right here in East Los Boyle Heights, Los Angeles. Y'all can follow me at Prop Hip Hop on all the socials. You can follow the Hood Politics Pod itself at Hood Politics Pod, where we be trying to make takes on stuff that aren't really big enough for a whole episode, but definitely needs a little bit of clarity. This mug was scored, edited, mixed, and mastered by the one and only Headlights. Y'all go follow my dog, Matt Oswowski. I still don't know how to say his name. I'm glad he changed it to Headlights. Follow him on his socials at Headlights_music. Telling you, hear all these new other fly tracks this fool be making. And the theme music was done by the one and only Gold Tips, DJ Sean P. And y'all remember, every time you check in, if you understand the hood, you could understand politics. Shouts to iHeartMedia for making this happen.